Let's do the holy letters of the Rebbe. This is in volume 6. This is letter number 1599. And this is dated the first day of Sivan, Baruch Hashem. Tavshin Beis, Brooklyn Shalom of Rocha. It's a letter in Yiddish. The Rebbe said it was with joy that I received your letter on the 21st day of Iyar. And I was already worried that it was such a long time. I didn't hear about your health and about the health of your wife. May she live. Thank God that you are already walking in the street and you go to shul. And I see from your letter that also the health of your wife, may she live, is much better than before. And since we can see this with our own eyes of flesh, that Hashem made you healthy and also the health of your wife is bettering, so you have to strengthen in the trust in Hashem Yisbarach that it will keep on going better and better till that you yourself will be happy. Okay. It is upsetting and it's painful to read in your letter those unnecessary expression. Why do you do this, Rebbe says, especially when you're a Jew that believes and you have the ability to influence others by this, that you are weak in your trust in the blessed Hashem. First, it hurts in the spiritual, in your health. And second of all, it takes away the desire and the lust to try to influence other people to make them more alive and more in a better mood. I hope that by the time you receive my letter, then your mood will change for the better. And you will see to follow the instruction from our holy Torah. Serve Hashem with simcha. Ivdus Hashem with simcha. And that has brought down in the holy books that when you need to and you're able to do serve Hashem, not only with davening and learning, but also when you eat and when you drink and similar. And the life with joy, that's part of serving Hashem. And then, also in the very simple, so you see yourself healthier, better mood, and you can accomplish much more for yourself and also for others. I conclude with a wish that the measure of trust should be strengthened by you as soon as possible. You should have a very peaceful, happy Yom Tov Shavuos, and then to continue this for the entire year, with blessing for the holidays.